This is Daguerreotypes, Masculist, MGTOW, Flyers. That is 2-3 page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Daguerreotypes. This is flyer number 465, entitled. Hold on, something unusual has happened. Masculists, conscious, deliberate misogyny. Description. This flyer claims that masculists will soon become consciously, deliberately misogynistic as they publicly attack fluffy manslaving parasites and fluffy feminist hypocrites for oppressing men far worse than vice versa, with a decades-lasting manslavery of the fluffies and the ruining of the lives of one father in four and the indirect genocide of whole populations by the hated fluffy feminist hypocrites who have taken over the divorce courts, making them so toxic for men that two-thirds of young men now in many countries reject marriage and paternity. Now the flyer itself. Masculists, conscious, deliberate misogyny, by Prof. Dr. Hugo Daguerreotypes. Email profhugodaguerreotypes@yahoo.com. Website profhugodaguerreotypes.wordpress.com. This flyer explains what the masculists will be doing to women over the next few years as they express their anger and hatred at what women, particularly fluffies and fluffy feminists, are doing to men, and how masculists will attack them to stop this female oppression of men from happening. Masculists are essentially abolitionists. They see fluffydom as manslavery, and manslavery as slavery, and hence something to be hated and wiped out, the way the abolitionists of the northern states of the US in the 1800s had such a hatred of the slavers of Negroes in the southern states of the US that eventually the US had a civil war over the issue. Similarly, with the masculists in the 2020s, who see fluffydom as manslavery and hence have a hatred of fluffies who manslave men and aim to wipe them out. Fortunately for the masculists, men have a very powerful weapon to do this, and that is that men have the financial power over women, in the sense that nearly all men are FIPs, that's financially independent persons. Men are socialized, even evolved, to be FIPs, so don't need to parasite off the money and labor of a woman to be able to survive financially. Fluffies, on the other hand, can only be fluffies if they can get their financial claws into some gullible, stupid, manslavable man who's prepared to work for her, be manslaved by her, paying for her to be a fluffy for decades of his life. But thanks to the masculists and MGTOWs on the internet, the supply of such gullible, stupid, manslavable men is drying up, as millions of young men learn of the toxicity of the divorce courts taken over by the hated fluffy feminist hypocrites, who have made divorce so toxic for men that they have made marriage and paternity toxic for men, which is why in many countries now two-thirds of young men refuse to marry and have kids, refusing to give young women their sperm. Masculists tell young women that the reason why boyfriend after boyfriend refuses to give her his sperm is that he doesn't want to face a one chance in four of being financially massacred and have his life ruined by the hated, fluffy feminist dominated divorce court system, which sees him as a cash machine to be robbed and abused. Masculists have a real hatred of these fluffy feminist hypocrite dominated divorce courts, in brackets, hypocrite, because these monoconscious feminists want equal rights for women in the parliaments, but reject equal obligations with men by not bothering to FIP up, by not bothering to get career competent educations at high school and college, so that they can be real FIPs as adults and not expect fluffy style to, to be able to parasite off the money and labour of a man, manslaving him for decades of his life, a major gender crime against men, a war issue, in fact, as seen by the maskless. Close brackets. You can see why the maskers have such a hatred against fluffies, that is, fluffy manslaving parasites, and fluffy feminists, that is, fluffy feminist hypocrites, who destroy the lives of one father in four, making them indirect genociders, since now in many countries two-thirds of young men refuse to marry and reject paternity, thus crashing the birth rate and thus wiping out whole populations. The root cause of this population crash is the toxicity of the divorce courts, taken over by the monoconscious, fluffy feminists, who therefore need to be stopped, either with bullets in a sex war, or more benignly, by maskless scientists' destruction of the core beliefs of the feminists, who preach to women what women desperately want to hear, that is, that women are as intellectually capable as men, that the patriarchy needs to be destroyed by imposing quotas on women so that half the positions of power are filled by women, irrespective of abilities, that is, thus discriminating against men, since science shows that men are smarter and more capable than women. So with female 50-50 quotas, the top-scoring men who don't get a power slot will be more capable than the bottom-scoring women who do get a power slot. This is pure hypocritical sexism against men, and it's just another reason why masculines have a growing hatred against the sexist hypocrisy of the MFBs, that's monoconscious feminazi bigots, who rigidly, dogmatically reject the idea that gender oppression is a two-way street, insisting instead that gender oppression is a one-way street, that is, men are the oppressors and that women are the oppressed. It is this narrow-minded dogmatism of the MFBs that makes them hated by the masklists. Once the COVID lockdowns are a thing of the past and things can return to normal, once the vaccines have done their thing, then maskers will come out of the woodwork in large numbers and start haranguing the fluffies and fluffy feminists in an organised and energetic way. Probably this maskers campaign will start in the universities, since universities are filled with young, open-minded adults who have yet to be totally brainwashed by the ideas that rule the minds of their parents, so are more open to the new ideas of the maskless. The maskless have plenty of reasons to hate the fluffies and fluffy feminists, so once the brakes are off in terms of COVID restrictions, these maskers will make their presence felt so that we can expect verbally violent clashes between them and the feminazis, who remain utterly close-minded towards the idea that gender oppression is a two-way street. The maskers will be haranguing these MFBs with statements like, quote, "You women gender politically oppress men far worse than vice versa. Even rape is small beer in comparison to women's decades-lasting manslaving parasitism. Thanks to men, you women have a career window of half a century, so you have a powerful moral obligation to fip up, that is, become fips, by bothering to get a career-competent education, so that you are fips as adults and not expect to parasite off the money and labour of a man, which will make you hateable manslaving fluffies, as seen by the masculists." Close brackets. If you don't fip up and vote with men for the men-faring of the gender laws, then we men, we masculists, will severely punish you for being hated manslaving fluffy parasites by totally ignoring you, not even pumping and dumping you, forcing you to rot on the shelf, manless and hence loveless, sexless, babyless and spat at, as millions of men have their maskless consciousnesses raised by maskless and MGTOW ideas and learn to spit at fluffy manslavers and fluffy feminist hypocrites. You women oppress men far worse than vice versa. Even rape is a minor gender crime in comparison to a fluffy's decades-lasting manslavery of a man. Thanks to the MGTOWs and masculists on the internet, the supply of manslavable men is drying up, as millions of young men refuse to marry and be fathers, since they utterly reject facing a one chance in four of having their kids ripped away from them by the hated, fluffy, feminist, hypocrite-dominated divorce court system. You monoconscious feminists will need to become bi-conscious by learning maskless ideas, or you will be hated by the maskless. And since the maskless are men with superior intelligence and 10 times higher testosterone levels than women, they will be hugely more aggressive and crush you MFBs, monoconscious feminazi bigots. You MFBs need to learn that you no longer have a monopoly over gender politics. From now on, you will be forced to share the gender political stage with the maskless, which the maskless will then dominate the way that men dominate everything. Whenever men turn their minds to something, they always dominate it, since women cannot compete with men at the top end of the performance scale due to men's superior intelligence and much greater testosterone levels. In brackets, men have 10% larger brains than women, a 4 IQ point higher average IQ than women, a 10% higher IQ variance than women, so that the morons and the genii are males, so that it's not surprising that women have won a pathetic 1% of science Nobel Prizes. You feminists care more about feeding wishful thoughts to women than scientific truths, which is why maskless ideas will crush most of the core ideas of the feminists, due to the fact that maskless ideas are much more science-based. That is, based on scientifically verified facts, for example, men's intellectual superiority over women at the top end of the performance scale, men's larger brains that resulted from women's hypergamy, sexually selecting men for thousands of generations who were taller, bigger, stronger, fiercer, smarter than women to satisfy what women preferred in their selection of male sexual partners, who could thus better protect their women and her kids against other men, especially against male warriors of enemy tribes. Smarter men made better hunters, who were then more sexploitable by women, who evolved to become prostitutes to men, thus better able to bribe men with access to their cunts in exchange for men's scarce male hunted meat, especially in times of starvation. This is the end of part one.